Russian President Vladimir Putin is in the midst of a tour of the Middle East. First stop was Cairo. There he conferred with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak on Mideast peace efforts. Russia is a sponsor of the Israeli-Palestinian roadmap to peace, along with the United States, the European Union, and the United Nations. Later today, Putin travels to Jerusalem, becoming the first Russian or Soviet leader to visit Israel. He's also visiting the Palestinian territories. NPR's Deborah Amos joins me now from Cairo. Deb, Putin's visit to Cairo comes amid controversy in the Middle East over planned Russian arms sales to Syria.
That's right, Renee. The Israelis don't like it one bit. What it is, it's an air defense system. And there has been complaints about it. The Russians backed off for a while, but yesterday they said, nope, we're going ahead. Putin himself said that this air defense system would mean that the Israeli Air Force could no longer fly low over Syria. Now, what we do know is the Israeli Air Force has buzzed the palace of President Bashar al-Assad. And so that is where this anti-aircraft equipment is going to sit. The Israelis say it could fall into terrorist hands. The Russians say, no, it couldn't. It's on a big truck, and nobody can put it on their shoulders, and they're going to sell it to Syria.
Now, it's been 40 years since a Russian or a Soviet leader has traveled to Egypt. Why now?
Well, it could be a comeback tour. You know, during the Cold War, the Soviet Union had enormous influence in this part of the world. That has waned even before President Putin came to office 5 years ago. I think that the Russians want to get back into Middle East peacemaking. Of course, they already have a large role, but nothing beats personal appearances. Even here in Cairo, the city is festooned with Russian flags. When he goes to Israel, there's a large Russian-speaking population. He's going to go see Red Army war veterans and visit some Russian Orthodox churches there. They own a lot of real estate in Jerusalem. At the same time, President Putin is cracking down on oligarchs in Russia, and some of them are Jewish. There has been some charges of anti-Semitism, so he's got a big agenda when he goes to Israel.
There in Egypt, his visit comes at a time of political uncertainty. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, in the last 3 nights, Renee, there has been a six-hour interview on television with President Hosni Mubarak. It's been in two-hour chunks. For the first time, you've seen him, you know, with an open shirt. You've seen him talking about himself personally. This is very new here in Cairo. And many people expected that this was the opening of a presidential campaign, that he was going to announce that it was his fifth try to be president for a six-year term. And that would bring him up to 30 years in power in Cairo. And that's almost pharaonic in its length. He didn't say it last night. He said that he would wait until Parliament decided to change the law. Now, back in February, Mubarak said, I'm going to change the Constitution and I'm going to allow an open election. So it seems that he's waiting for Parliament to ratify that before he says he's going to run. At the same time, he's under pressure from Washington to bring more openness to the political system here. He's also under pressure on the street. Today, a movement called Kefaya, which means enough in English, has called for demonstrations in 13 cities all over Egypt. They bring people out on the street. This is also new here. And they say, it's enough. We've had enough of Mubarak, and we want change.
Thanks very much. NPR's Deborah Amos speaking from Cairo.